the really good Bigfoot tracks that our Four Horsemen of Sasquatchery and others have found demonstrate a flexible foot, often dermal ridges like fingerprints on the bottom of the foot, and hundreds of pounds of pressure. Like, you'd have to have Shaquille O'Neal with a big stride, right? A big guy with a big stride and another 200 or 300 pounds on his back leaping from spot to spot to replicate some of these tracks that have been found. So you can't explain it away by saying, oh, somebody had wooden tracks in Northern California, and now all the tracks all over the world have been explained. So that didn't really go too far to explain the Bigfoot mystery away. And similarly, lately, there have been, in the last few years, there have been a number of things that have come up.
What did you find, Peter, to be the most compelling piece of evidence that you came across?
For the proof that Bigfoot exists?
Yes.
Just leaving the Patterson film behind for a second here. I personally had an experience with a Bigfoot hunter named Rick Knoll, who's quite well known and respected, and he's sort of part of the new generation of hunters. We have a little clip of him actually finding a track that may be a Bigfoot track in the special features section of our DVD. And we went out last year, we were going up into the Cascades to an area where Rick had had sightings before. And just like for my, personally, I think this is the closest I've ever been to anything like this. Where we were out, this was not, rehearsed or anything in any way. We were literally out in the middle of nowhere on the side of a river. We'd asked Rick, now we're going to film you walking from A to B, and, we just want to get some shots of you looking around for these tracks. And it was completely innocent. We didn't know that we were actually going to find something. And so Rick takes off, and we're shooting him, and he goes, nope, nothing, wait a minute. And he looks down, and there's some tracks of like a bare human-like footprint in the sand. And there was a series of them, and they were a little faint because the rain had been washing them away. But there was no way. This wasn't summertime. There was snow in the mountains. Nobody was going to be running around in their bare feet in the middle of nowhere in this spot.
No sane person, at least.
No. So and they were clearly worn tracks as well. They weren't like something freshly created. And I found that quite compelling and very interesting.
I want to play for us something from your video, Sasquatch Odyssey. Almost said Space Odyssey. And this is, why don't you set it up for us? So it's Peter Byrne and a state trooper eyewitness. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll play the clip.
Yeah, well, this is a good one because this is one of the most credible witnesses I ever came across. Here's a man who spent decades as a policeman. He was a wildlife, fish and game wildlife officer. He's hunted bear, he's hunted elk, and he came across something when he was out driving his car, his patrol car, late at night. This is near the Dalles, Oregon, in the shadow of Mount Hood. Why don't you run it? We could talk a bit more about it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Jim Hastings, he is fairly recently retired from the Oregon State Police. It was in August, it was about 1:30 in the morning, and he saw what he thought was a man standing on the side of the road.
And the creature came up onto the shoulder of the road and looked directly down the road at my approaching vehicle.
When you say it was on its hind legs, you mean it was walking upright?
It was walking upright. It was either dark brown or black in color from head to foot. It had a very thick neck and a head that fit down onto its shoulders. It crossed the road at a very fast speed. I guess you might say freaked me out at the time. And I realized that I'd seen something that I had never seen before and I couldn't really explain.
Thank you. If I would be out there and see a Sasquatch, even if I would photograph them, I wouldn't believe my eyes. I wouldn't trust my own thing. 7-8 foot hair cover man-like creature wandering around in our own backyard. Mind-boggling.
Well, it is mind-boggling, Peter, especially when you get a witness like a state trooper, huh?
Yeah, that was an amazing story because, I mean, if you meet someone, you know, face-to-face and you just can tell this person is not, you know, creating some story. He's telling it very matter-of-factly as a police officer might. He's reporting the details to you. I mean, it's an amazing place because it's sort of the plains leading away from Mount Hood, and Mount Hood is this great, you know, 14,000-foot volcano, and there's forest all around. And in fact, Peter Byrne had a 5-year study in that area looking for Bigfoot. He got funded to the tune of a couple of $1 million to be working in there. But you could see a creek coming down from that forest, and we were maybe, you know, 20 miles away from the Mount Hood, and you could imagine a big creature like that following a creek bed down and looking for food, and this is where the state trooper saw it, was down in the creek bed, and at first he thought it was maybe a man, and then he could see how huge it was, and it started to come up the embankment, and then cleared the embankment in, he said, 2 or 3 steps. It would have taken a human crawling on their hands and knees to get up this gravel embankment. So it stopped. He could see the muscles in its face, and the eyes didn't shine, so he knew it wasn't some nocturnal animal. And it smelled. He definitely smelled that smell, and he describes that to us later in the DVD.